In the first reading, we heard from the book of Nehemiah. The people in Jerusalem have returned back to their homeland after decades in exile. They've come back to a place that's very much ruined, and they've just begun to rebuild. They've just begun to rebuild the walls of the city, just begun to rebuild the temple. And today, Ezra the priest scribe has all the people gathered around this platform, and he reads the book of the law. He reads Deuteronomy. He reads the law of Moses. It's a very somber scene. It's almost as if maybe on the day where they laid the first foundation stone of the now Freedom Tower at the World Trade Center, it's as if people were gathered around and someone read the Declaration of Independence. And those two towers are just not there. It's been a while since the actual attack, but everyone sees what is missing, even as they begin to rebuild. It's a very somber time, as something like the Declaration of Independence, so central to who we are as Americans, is read. It's supposed to be an inspiring document, a beautiful document to give energy. But here we are, and we're just beginning to rebuild. And that's why the people are weeping. They're hearing the law of Moses, and they're weeping because they're thinking about everything they've lost. They're probably also thinking about how if they and their ancestors had obeyed this law, they wouldn't be in this position. But here they are, and there's just immense sadness. But in the midst of that, Nehemiah and Ezra and the Levites, they say, "Today is a holy day nonetheless. Today is holy to the Lord your God. Do not be sad and do not weep. In fact, go home and feast on good food and good drink, because rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength." Rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength. Yes, these things have happened, but the Lord is doing something new. And it's the Lord who's in charge of this rebuilding. It's not primarily you, it's the Lord. So don't let that sadness sap your energy for the works of the kingdom of God. Don't let that dwelling in the past keep you from hearing God's voice today. So today is holy. Do not be sad. Rejoice in the Lord who's doing something new in your midst. Today, the Lord is doing something new in all of our lives. No matter what happened yesterday, the Lord wants us to hear his word, obey his law, come together as a people. But rejoicing in the goodness of the Lord must be our strength. Rejoicing in the goodness and the love of God will allow us to carry out the works of the kingdom today and tomorrow.